Dorothy Kataka and Mr. T, welcome.
Thank you for having us today.
Mr. T, how and why do cherry blossoms symbolize Japan?
Cherry blossom is the very, heartful things among the Japanese, you see. Everybody likes cherry blossoms. Then cherry blossoms means spring has come also. Every elementary school has the many cherry flowers. Then in Japan, school year starts from April to next March end. So when the new fresh grade one student attend to the entrance ceremony, always cherry blossoms are blooming, you see. So everybody has a good memory about the cherry blossoms. That's the best, I think.
Is it a challenge to combine the old and new traditions that you are sharing with this festival? How are the festival itself and the activities kept relevant?
Well, we have found that the anime and the cosplay and haiku have just taken off. And I know Mr. Tamura and I, we're just astounded at the young people that come. There's probably over 400 young people drawing like crazy between 12:30 and I think it's 3:30 at the anime contest. And they do get cash prizes. And also for the cosplay, so you will be traveling around in the Allen County Public Library and see all these wonderful young people in costume for cosplay. We have martial arts as well. And just so many things that are infused into our culture here in the United States that come from Japan.
And really a cause for celebration on this day at this festival.
Absolutely. Plus the bonsai club is here. So we have a lot of wonderful displays of beautiful bonsai trees.
It really sounds like there's something planned for every age and every interest. Do you find a crossover participation, I might call it, in these events, or grandparents flooding the anime arena mm-hmm. and youngsters in line for the tea ceremony?
Yes, all families come together, and then we have lots of, you know, you just see young children and older people, and they're all seeming to be very much involved in what they like to do, and there is a big crossover when we have concerts. We have guitar, Japanese music. I will be singing a concert. And also we have...
Visitor can sing too, karaoke.
Oh, the karaoke, that's right. Mr. T's very good at that.
I was just going to ask if there was personal interest in the karaoke competition.
This year we're going to be having the combination of the Suzuki Strings, who came for the first time last year, mm-hmm. and the Fort Wayne Children's Choir, and they are going to sing together and play together the national anthem, of course, of America, and also the national anthem for Japan. And then each of them will be playing a Japanese piece as solos. So we're kind of infusing our community into Japanese culture in that musical way.
How exciting is that?
That is really exciting.
With your Japanese connections, your Japanese roots, your Japanese heritage, how does it make you feel when you hear groups of children right here in Fort Wayne sharing the anthem, sharing those spirits of both countries?
It warms my heart, really does, because we've come a long way since 1945. This is wonderful.
And the sharing of two such beautiful cultures, the melding,
right.
I might say, the combining. Wonderful. This might be a difficult question. Do you have a perennial favorite Cherry Blossom Festival activity?
I would say I love the music, of course, and the people that we bring in. But the food is wonderful because it is local and people can partake of it even after the festival. And so that's sort of an ongoing way of people enjoying the taste of Japan.
What about you, Mr. T?
Well, tea ceremony is one of them. Then one missing is flower arrangement.
So you can see it's just such a gorgeous art form.
In the spirit of the season, its celebration, and its Fort Wayne, Japan connection, is there a special wish or a greeting for the occasion that you could share with us?
Well, Sakura Matsuri or enjoy Cherry Blossoms Festival. I have brought some good luck charm from Takaoka. Zodiac concern this year is a horse year. Mm-hmm. Then some small doll which is maybe made by straw, you see, mm-hmm. horse shape. So we are going to sell that at cost, you see, at the Cherry Blossoms Festival. Mm-hmm. So if you want to bring in some good luck, please buy that one.
There's everything available, including good luck for the Year of the Horse, mm-hmm. and certainly good luck to you all in your endeavor. Dorothy Kataka is Vice President of the Fort Wayne Sister Cities, and Toyo Haru, Mr. T. Tamura, is Chair of the Fort Wayne Sister Cities Takaoka Committee. They joined us today in the WBOI studios. Dorothy and Mr. T., thank you so much for sharing your time and your festival insights with us.
Thank you very much.